Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. Whoop, whoop. We're back.
Last
Full
one.
Disclosure. We just did reunion part one, and we're just going to jump into reunion part two.
Woo!
It is time to finish the season up. Let me see. So, as Craptastic Blog has asked me to do, let's condense this motherfucker. Okay.
Even Alicia's over it.
So, find us on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. These are all places you can find us. Please rate, subscribe, and review us. 5-star reviews is what we prefer. We will take 4 stars. Give us some criticism in that.
No, I mean,
unless we're perfect.
We're doing great.
Unless we're perfect. Facebook group, same name as the podcast. Join it. Super fun. Instagram at Vanderpasta. Give us a follow. Peter and Christina have been known to like one post each. So we are on the up and up. And join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. You can get all these great freaking things. Let's talk about what you can freaking get. Okay. For $1 a month, you will get access to all of our. I just murdered
Alicia, remember you like talking to me.
Yeah.
I coached you once we hung up.
Okay. For $1 a month, you can get access to our pre-show, which is where Meredith and I catch up, get to know us a little better. It's super fun. Also, you will get access to any episodes that we record early. Today is December 1st. You are listening to this way into January. Happy winter. We haven't even hit Christmas. We're in the good part of winter. You're in the bad part of winter. I don't know. We haven't hit Hanukkah. We haven't hit Kwanzaa. Sorry that you're after all these things. Sucks. So you could be listening to this way before, but you're lost.
You're not.
Anyway, for $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, you get access to our after show, which is where we go through any spoilers because we have some thoughts. We are doing this podcast spoiler free for people who haven't caught up yet or are following along with us.
If you thought that our thoughts ended after an hour and like 15 minutes, you're mistaken.
Joke's on you. So that's where we like do any spoilers or current Vanderpump news. Also we will say your name on the podcast. We still have one patron. Her name is Jackie. We love her so much more than you. Sucks. Join our Patreon so we can love you too. We are doing a thing. So Jackie has given us a great holiday present and we are going to send her a holiday present to thank her, but we are going to extend this to the end of January. So if you join our Patreon into the end of January, you will also get a fun gift from us.
A belated holiday present.
It is so good that Meredith and I are going to order one of these gifts for
each of us. I told Alicia I could not handle not having one.
We are going to match with Jackie, and that's the first steps in becoming best friends with her. Okay, and then for $5 a month, you get everything that I just mentioned. Plus, you get to ask us any questions for our after show. So Jackie is a $5 a month patron, so she gets to ask us all these fun questions, and she's asked us some questions that we will go do on our after show today, and it's going to be so fun. Also, we pick a patron of the episode. And since we have one, it's still Jackie. Jackie is our patron of season two. Season two is Jackie season. We love her. We're obsessed with her. She's great.
Be like Jackie.
Be like Jackie or don't be at all, I guess. So.
Don't be at all.
All right, Meredith, are you mixing it up?
I'm still mixing it up because why stop the party now?
We have been going.
I'm actually up to a third brand, by the way. My second drink of the night was the Boulevard Brewing Company's Quirk Seltzers, Blackberry and Sage. Highly
Which
recommend.
One did you like better?
This
first,
Blackberry
that
Quirk.
One, Quirk.
It's actually purple, has a little purple tint. So like, you know, there's natural juices. So Basically I'm eating fruit. My next up will be Press, my favorite seltzer of all time. And this will probably win out by my Boulevard. I really should have gone in the opposite order now that I think
I've never had Press.
10 out of 10. The bubbles are small. It sounds dumb, but it makes sense.
Oh, no. I don't like carbonation. I recently had Vizzy and it was pretty good. Vizzy has what like different flavors. Vizzy, V-I-Z-Z-Y. Ooh. It's like, you know how, I mean, like White Claw has their basic flavors. It's like grapefruit and mango. Like they have all whatever.
Lemon. And,
Vizzy mixes two flavors. So they have like. Ooh.
That's how this
kiwi
is.
Kiwi strawberry. Yeah.
This one's grapefruit cardamom.
I don't know what cardamom is.
I don't know either.
Cool. We're not going to look it up. So
Google it, people.
We won't. But yeah, they do that where it's like mango pineapple and like whatever. And it's
they're more
good.
Fun.
Yeah, I was a fan. And it doesn't taste, not that like White Claw tastes like alcohol, but this literally just tastes like you're drinking a normal seltzer. Yeah, like a
I know that's like that's a LaCroix. What I do enjoy. There's no like harsh alcohol.
Yeah,
I mean beer doesn't have that either, in my opinion. But it's just like it's a nice light drink. It's a like, great summer drink. I don't know if like, I can do these much more into the winter.
I don't think so either. I think we're gonna have to switch
to wine. Oh, wine. Winter wine. Here we go.
We should do that for our next mini series. We're gonna do.
Oh yeah, we'll do a different wine per. Well, that's gonna be aggressive.
Oh my god, no, because we're doing four.
White day and a red day.
Red day, because we're doing Okay, cool. So, we'll talk about that at the end of the episode. But let's get into reunion part two. So where we left off was Kristen was freaking out because Tom and Ariana were holding hands, and Tom called Ariana the. hot, and like it was the hottest, coolest thing I've ever seen a girl do. Ugh. And Kristen was like, fuck you, dude, and like left. So
and Alicia and I said, you don't show your emotions like this. You're supposed
to pretend you're doing better. You know, like, I mean, it's mainly high school because I don't really like run into my exes that much anymore. But in high school, if you break up, you play it so fucking nice. That was a good one.
Oh, I even did that one under the table. I didn't want to interrupt you.
That was so good. But you play it so fucking cool. So your ex thinks that you're better off without them and comes crawling back to you. This is literally like...
She's in a puddle, like take me back, basically. Yeah,
it's pathetic, but it's fine. I'm sure we've all had these moments, just not in public because that's
filmed for an hour.
The most embarrassing thing. Okay, so Lisa is like, let Kristen go. I don't even want her to come back. Gina says that she's tired of being such a good person and she's tried to be there for Kristen, and Kristen just doesn't make it easy, which I 10 out of 10 believe.
Yeah.
Stassi says she has a problem with Sheena.
Like, this is like Sheena's comment is why Stassi has a problem.
So Stassi now says that she has a problem with Sheena because Sheena is such a good friends with Jax and Kristen. And Sheena again brings up this like tooth thing and says that's why she doesn't give a fuck because Stassi's a bad friend anyway, so Sheena like doesn't care what she does, which I get. I get both sides of this a little bit though.
Like Stassi, I think like us, is big on loyalty.
Yeah,
but there is a difference between somebody being loyal and friends with someone you don't like, and I can have my friends be friends with people I don't like. I just don't want to be around.
Just don't talk about me. Like, keep my name out your mouth.
Let's not all hang out.
Yeah. But I guess, like, Sheena's point is, if Stassi's not going to be her friend, and it sounds like Sheena and Stassi had issues before this.
Yeah.
So Sheena's like, I don't really owe you anything, so I'm going to be friends with whoever I want.
This situation, I think, is the scapegoat, the new scapegoat for Stassi to say, whoopsie, you did this.
Yeah. But I get Sheena. You know, she's going to do whatever the fuck she wants. She doesn't give a fuck. Whatever. So Kristen comes back and asks Ariana and Tom not to hold hands, or like Tom not to touch Ariana's legs and be respectful. And I was like, bitch, you weren't respectful when you cheated with Jax. What the fuck are you talking about?
I think this is ridiculous. I mean,
please be respectful.
I, as like Sheena, would maybe be like, hey, this is kind of disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, let's not. Like,
or like when Kristen was gone, Sheena could have been like, hey, maybe like just like cool.
Not like, let's not.
She's crazy. Rough. Not even like respectful, like she's crazy. Let's just like get through this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you can go home and like jump on each other. That's fine. But then Tom does bring up, he's like, Kristen, you weren't respectful when you fucked James on my bed with my guy.
Got him. That's a good point.
And Ariana and Tom. Okay,
that's a good point.
Ariana and Tom do not stop holding hands. Haha.
Well, the only reason he does is this is like in a little bit. He like gets so heated with, I think it's Kristen, that he literally has to use both hands to talk. That's why he pulls his hand off.
His hand away. And she's like, okay. Ariana, like, I don't think she was like, she never thought anything about this, but me, I would have been like, why do you stop holding my hand? Just come hold my hand.
Not the time. Not the time.
Well, also, Ariana, I think Tom originally held Ariana's hand because, like, she's getting screamed at.
So well, he was, like, I think, like, talking. I think he's a big hands person. Like, he's talking with his hands. So he was, like, talking about how. He's a
person.
He put his hand on her first when he was talking about how hot and cool it was that she. Yeah. So he put one hand and he was, like, talking to her. And it was, like, moving above her leg. And then he rested it there. And then when he turned back, he didn't remove it. So it wasn't.
I like, just feel like.
Super like, in her face. It wasn't like, well, we're together. And he's like grabbing her leg. But this would set me off. If my ex was in front of me doing this, like I would be pissed, but I would not handle it.
I wouldn't react like this.
Like I said, I would be thinking these.
I'd be sad. I would be sad, but I would just hold it together. But I think a big part of it, because at one point he does grab Ariana's hand when Ariana's getting yelled at. So this to me was like, hey, I'm here it's for a comfort, you.
Yeah. Like I'm a supporting comfort thing. You. I'm
so if Kristen didn't yell at Ariana, Tom wouldn't hold her hand. Do we see the picture now?
Do we see how your actions force him to be with her?
Okay. So Andy asked Tom if Tom has regrets about sticking in the relationship. Tom says he just like kind of hoped things would change with Kristen and that they would stop this like behavior and these breakdowns. And then Tom tells her that she has personality. What is it? Borderline personality
disorder. It's multiple personality disorder is what Tom says.
Oh, man. And Tom says he worries about Kristen. And Kristen says that he shouldn't worry. Which, like, you're going to worry about.
You just stopped off and screamed at somebody for touching someone else.
Also, he's probably worried you're going to come murder him and Ariana. So I think it's more selfish. I feel
like he probably feels a responsibility for her. Like, this could be the thing that sets her over the edge.
Maybe. But when they're together, this is when he talks about how they did talk about Kristen going to see someone. And Kristen says she's just self-destructive. But she's happy now with James. She's in a better place. She thanks Tom. She thanks Tom for putting his foot down.
Yeah.
And saying this is over.
This is what I do. Like, I think she does acknowledge. I think she's really good about thanking and apologizing for her part in these things.
Yes.
And I think this was a really good. I think this helped close the door probably for both of them. Of her being like, thank you, Tom. Like, honestly, like, we were in a bad space. We would have kept going down and going through the cycle if you wouldn't have been the one to, like, call it.
Yeah, it just would have kept going on.
This kind of goes to your point that, like, maybe Tom was trying to get her to break up with him.
I think Tom was just trying to, but he just didn't.
Never would happen.
Sheena says that Kristen's happier and Tom and Ariana are happier. And she's never seen Tom happier than when he's with Ariana, to which Kristen goes, that's how we were for 5 years. And I was like,
she was like, that's how we were at like 5 years ago, like saying like at the start of our 5 years ago, we were happy too. And it's like, it's not about you, Kristen.
She cannot keep her mouth shut. I just want to be like, girl, shut the fuck up. Be a Katie. Just sit. Be a Jax. Right. We haven't heard from Jax in years. Just sit there.
Well, Jax like gets heated when he is actually named.
Yeah.
Like Sheena is complimenting her. You are happy. He is happy. Yes. And Sheena literally was like, yes, I'm sure I was not there, but I'm sure your relationship was happy in the beginning.
So long ago, no one cares.
We're not there.
Okay. Here. Let's change the subject. Hey, Jax, let's talk about jail. And he goes, which time? Which time?
Oh, my God.
Which time? I personally have never been arrested. I've lived a very, I don't even want to say sheltered. I want to say boring life. We're just like never, I was never even in a situation.
I'm gonna plead the fifth on this one.
One time I was supposed to go to a party and I like started driving there and I saw cops and luckily I showed up too late. So then I turned around and a lot of my friends got arrested.
That's luck, honestly.
I had to go to a play. So I went to go see Legally Blonde musical and then I went after and I was like, oops. Sorry, you guys are underage and drinking. I'm going to leave. And no, I didn't pick any of my friends up because then I probably would have gotten in trouble. The police were already there. I wasn't going to sit around.
Loyalty. Anyway. No, kidding.
This was number one. I got to look out for number one. Okay, true. So Jax has gone to jail 5 times in his life. Fighting, being drunk, etc. Everyone's faces are like, oh my God, I don't think anyone else has been to jail 5 times.
I don't think they're shocked by what he's going to jail for. I think it's the number. Like 5 times?
That's a lot.
That's not like, hey, I did something dumb once. That's like, I'm a fucking idiot all the time.
Meredith and I have been to jail 0 to 5 times. Pick a number. Just like we've slept with 0 to 300 people. Pick a number. We'll let you guys guess.
It's basically 0 to infinity whenever it comes to Jax.
We don't even know. Okay. So this time, the time on the show that he went to jail, at the reunion, he says it was because he got new car insurance and his license was suspended. But that's different than what he said on the show.
Yeah.
Because what was it on the show?
It was that he was in trouble a while ago and didn't finish his community service. So there was a warrant out for his arrest.
His arrest. And this time. I highly doubt this is the first time in years that Jack's been pulled over.
I don't think it happens that quick. Like, you don't just not finish your community service and then
you get arrested.
You get a warrant. I'm sure there's other steps in between.
You probably got a lot of letters, Jax, that you ignored.
Probably also, to Stassi's apartment, though.
I didn't know you could get arrested for getting new car insurance with your license being suspended. I mean, your license being suspended, but what is the car insurance? I think the whole new
car thing is irrelevant. Either his license is expired or suspended, or he doesn't have the right tags, or his plates are wrong. Like, it had to be something else. I don't think he knows why he went to jail.
Would he get arrested? I feel like they would just give you a fine and be like, pay this. Whatever.
Wow, that makes... Which goes into Stassi's point of she thinks there's something bigger and she's never going to know the truth, which I'm now thinking you're right.
Like, yeah.
I was thinking it's going to be a version of this story, but
yeah,
you're right. You would totally just get a ticket.
He actually stole someone's car with their car insurance. So that's and why they had new. The wrong
tags.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. So like, wasn't his fault and his license was suspended. So like double.
That honestly could be it.
I don't know what it is. And we never find out, I don't think. Oh, well, Jax just, whatever, have fun in jail. Luckily, he wasn't anyone's bitch. And he had one phone call, right? Originally, his story was he didn't call anyone because he didn't know anyone's number. But then he, like, did have his one phone call, but he didn't have any numbers.
I still don't think this is true. I think they would let you, like, I think they would help you find a number. There are white pages. Like, there still are a thing called white pages. So you can still look up sir.
Also, Jesus, do you not know your mother? He is 34. So he grew up with house phones when we didn't have cell phones and we had to memorize numbers.
I know my house phone. Connected anymore, but I know that number. I know my parents.
Call your parents. And they, even if they're in Michigan or whatever,
know a few ex-boyfriends' numbers.
I know one ex-boyfriend's number. And if I called him, he'd hang up.
Yeah, but like it's worth a shot to not calling.
Someone knows. Yeah. But what you should do, Jax, is you should call your parents and ask them to call someone in LA.
Yes.
Okay? Because then your parents can even just like Instagram them really quick and be like, can I have your number? Instagram. Jax is in jail. I don't know. Even they could
send a carrier pigeon faster than this.
Literally. So Jax says like, whatever, he didn't have any numbers. So he gave some guy food. So that guy's girlfriend would call sir. And she did, and she told Peter that Jax was in jail.
Would you believe this if you were Peter?
Mate, I'd probably be like, who are you? I wouldn't believe this. Like, I wouldn't either. Like, it's some rando.
If somebody actually called me and I was at CERN and they're like, Jax is in jail. Because think about it. Season one had already aired.
Oh, it's a prank call. Yeah, I don't know. If someone was like, hi, my boyfriend's in jail with Jax and he's like in jail, I'd be like, okay, bye.
I believe this so more than Jax's arrest story, like how he got arrested.
Oh my God. Agreed. And then Lisa's like, why would you call us? And it's like, well, he did something to try and get called, but his story was also that he couldn't call anyone. I don't know. This man has no idea what happened.
And like, maybe I don't know, taken by a cold. Maybe he didn't actually go to jail.
Oh my God. Abducted by aliens sounds more like
Jax actually joined a cult for a weekend and then decided to leave because they didn't have any protein powder.
He was with Kimmy Schmidt. They were in the bunker.
The bunker.
Came out. The world was so different. That's why he doesn't even know what happened. Okay, so let's talk about that Beverly Hills dinner party that I love. Hilarious. I loved watching both sides. We watched this episode, or we talked about this episode the day I watched it on The Real Housewives.
Did it, like, just sync up with that? Like,
yeah, like, I watched the Vanderpump episode, and you remember I was like, where's this Austrian dude from? I've seen him somewhere. And then we talked about it.
You watched it like a week in advance, but you were watching episodes quicker than
I was. Yeah, and then I figured out he was from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and then we recorded that episode, and then I watched the Beverly Hills episode after, and it was so fucking good. I really like the Sir side better. I think it was just funnier. Yeah.
Bravo gold. Like Annie said, he loved how this laid out.
It was great. The only person who is stupid is you. I love him. Let's talk about Jax thinking that Joyce was LaToya Jackson, and he blames it on a glare.
I love the deflection. Jax always, he always has some type of deflection of why he either said the wrong thing, did the wrong thing. And then it's so funny because he's like, well, you've brought her in before. And they're all like, but they don't look alike.
They don't. They look very different. And it's just kind of dumb.
He's like dark haired LaToya Jackson.
Yeah, he can't. Jax is just the worst. Okay, so you can relate to this. Tom and Andy bond over being from St. Louis.
I literally go, Andy and Tom talking about St. Louis. It is my dream to meet Tom lately.
Really? That's who we should find when we go
like,
visit Tom.
But I want to meet him in St. Like, I want to run into
him. Oh, good luck.
Well, no, it's not like that. I wouldn't think it'd be that hard. This St. Louis runs like a small town.
Can you find his parents? And then that's how you get to
Tom? I think I could do some digging into where he went to high school, because that's a big thing here. And then I think he went to one of the parkways, but maybe I'm wrong.
I love it. I hope you meet them, and I hope you FaceTime me when you do.
I just want to meet in like a casual sense.
Yeah.
I've already met Andy, so I need to like meet.
Aren't you Tom from Vanderpump Rules? Oh my God. You're like my fucking favorite, because I'm also from St. Louis. Ha ha ha.
And I basically am connected to Vanderpump Rules with my podcast.
My podcast. Please listen to my podcast. Okay, so Andy then asked Tom to imitate Sheena's dance moves, and it's fantastic.
10 out of 10.
So good.
I love how he set this up, though. He's like, listen, you're from St. Louis. I'm from St. Louis. We're basically friends. Will you show me how Sheena dances?
I think too, because they filmed this in one day. I think everyone was antsy from like the arguments before. So this was a good icebreaker. Everyone was laughing. Everyone was enjoying Tom doing it.
Sheena's such a good sport. She's honest with herself.
Yeah, she's really like, that is how I dance, and it's stupid.
I know. I'm exactly like this, but I'm purposely doing it and I own it.
Sheena can poke fun at herself, and I like that. It's, like, entertaining. It's fun to watch. They play Can You Freak, Bitch? Can You Freak, Bitch?
And got to end with the splits.
It was good. Tom was good, I think.
And the Sheena, shaking of the ass.
I love Sheena joking, and she's like, that's it. Next time I perform, Tom Sandoval is a background dancer. And I was like, that's fun. Yeah. It's fun. It's funny. It's great. Okay, let's talk about Sheena's engagement. We talked about this. She wasn't surprised it happened, but she was surprised how it happened, which I agree.
I actually kind of don't think she was thinking it would happen this soon either, though. Because she said, we were planning on getting engaged that year, which is a wide time frame.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's almost how I'd want it. I'd want to be like kind of ready for it, but not enough. You know, so I think Sheena.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, you guys know that's the next step and you're going to be taking it within the next year.
So then I look good every time we go somewhere. Figure it out.
Yeah, but this was great. I always had my nails done that year.
Sheena looked great. She had her nails done. She had her hair done. She was in a beautiful dress. They planned this perfectly. It was great.
I agree. I also don't think she thought it would happen at Lisa's. Like, that's a big thing.
Yeah, yeah. And also she was like getting ready for a photo shoot and she didn't even want to cry because she didn't want her makeup to be ruined.
Well, you don't know if you're going to continue with the photo shoot. I know. It was model great. Problems.
So then we talk about if it's competitive amongst the girls to get engaged, which is where we look at Katie saying she is practically engaged and that's why she can't give Peter a lap dance.
Well, no, Katie was saying like, I don't look at it as competitive, but I was just saying in that moment.
Yeah.
I'm practically engaged. It wasn't a competition, which I don't think it honestly is.
I don't think it was a competition. I think that Katie was just being a bitch that night. And I think that Sheena was just being Sheena. Yeah, and I don't think Tequila Katie liked it. And Lisa does say Katie only got pissed off because she was drinking. And Katie's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. I would have given Peter a lap dance. Not sorry.
I wouldn't. It's just not my thing. That's what Katie was saying too, is like, it's just not my thing. But then I think her excuse was like her relationship.
Peter, if you're listening, I will still give you a lap dance. So
it's just like, can I come over to your house and give you a lap dance?
I love Peter. Okay. So, Kyle Richards' party. So this was the first episode of this season, which is where Brandy comments on Sheena's grade tooth.
Oh, so sad.
What's wrong with your tooth? Let's talk about it really quick. So, Brandy is a bitch. She just is. But also, Sheena hooked up with Brandy's husband. So Brandy's going to be
hooked up. That's a minimum. You're minimizing it, huh?
Sheena had a relationship with Brandy's husband. So Brandy is already like a level 10 bitch. So to Sheena, she's going to be level 20. So of course, Brandy is going to come for Sheena. Sheena's just got to know that she's the other woman. Sheena says she appreciates it, but of course she's like, I don't know.
I don't.
Why can't we this get is over it?
To please the victim. Like Lisa told her, she's always going to hate you. Move on. Don't interact with her. And Sheena's like, so I'm just not supposed to have shifts? Well, no, we're past that point. Like they can be in the same room, but why are you talking to
her? Don't talk to her. Yeah, Sheena went up to her and was like, hi, you look gorgeous. That's it. You can just look at her and be like, hi, how are you?
Yeah, cordial. Nobody said friends. Sheena like wants it to be smoothed over, which
don't.
I think what Lisa is trying to get Sheena to realize is by you trying to smooth it over is you minimizing what you did to her. Like she will forgive you, but she won't forget. Like,
yeah,
move on. You're not going to be besties.
I almost think Sheena, you know, when like two girls are screwed by the same guy, so they bond over it and become friends.
Yes.
I feel like Sheena wants that to happen with Brandy, but Sheena's the one that also screwed Brandy over. So that's like not going to happen. Not ooh, it's bad. Anyway, let's talk about Jax's cancer scare.
My favorite thing. I don't wish anyone ill will, but saying. I love this. So funny.
So Andy's like, Jax, let's talk about your cancer scare. And Jax goes, I don't want to say cancer scare. And Andy goes, but I got that from you.
Yeah, he's like I wouldn't call it that. Well, you are the one who called it
that. Said that.
So
we all agree that, okay, Jack says he was really thinking the worst, which I agree. Like, okay.
Oh, but, 100%.
But he was straight up trying to get sympathy. Straight up. He was. He was just milking it.
It's complicated because, listen, I'm a baby about health stuff. I think the worst too. I do love a good sympathy card. I love to play a good sympathy card, to be honest. I like to milk some things. But at some point, like, this is dramatic.
I don't tell anyone. Like, I didn't have a cancer scare, but my mom saw a mole. And she was like, that's irregular. You need to go get that checked out. It might be cancer. And my mom was the one that's like, Alicia, it might be cancer. And I was like, it's not cancer.
We're fine.
It's literally nothing. And so I was telling my friend, I was like, I have to go to the dermatologist because I have this mole and it's irregular. My friend's like, do you think it's cancer? And I was like, probably not. It's literally nothing. And even if they were like, this is cancerous, I would have been like, I'm not going to tell fucking anyone.
Like, what next? Yeah, I'm the opposite. I'm like, oh no.
I wouldn't
be Jack's level, but in my mind, I'd be like, we have cancer. What are we gonna do?
What are our next moves?
I'd be scared. Yeah.
Yeah. It turns out it was from his supplements.
I love how we finally get the answer of that.
Yeah. But okay. Yeah. Overall, he milked it a little bit more. It was nothing. He just needs to stop taking a bunch of drugs. All the
crap. Yeah.
All right. So last time, the big reunion was about Kristen and Tom. This time, it's about Kristen and Jax. Let's get into the meat and potatoes.
Oh, okay. Lordy.
So Stassi heard the rumor for the first time and was inclined to believe it because she had a sixth sense about this, which we saw. It was at the garage sale that Christina was having.
Stassi has a good gut.
She says this was during a time that Stassi and Kristen weren't getting along.
The incident happened.
Yeah, the incident happened in January. Around this time, Stassi and Kristen were on the outs. Sheena and Stassi would comment about how close Kristen and Jax were, like at work, and they knew that Kristen had spent the night at Jax's house because of a fight with Tom. So, to Stassi, it all really added up. And this is great.
I gave her some proof. Like,
I probably in my gut would be like, it's probably true. But out loud, I'd be like, there's no way. I like try and convince myself. Like,
I think
no
Stassi
way.
Handled this perfectly.
Great.
She showed
great.
Some doubt, asked a lot of questions, tried to investigate on the sly.
Mm-hmm.
But in her heart, always knew.
So then Kristen, because she can't keep quiet, she comes in and says it wasn't like they were in a relationship together. And Stassi says she wishes that they were because it would have made it a lot better. Opposed to this just being like I need to get laid quick situation.
Bang moment. Ugh. Yeah. I think it's grosser that it was just a quick bang.
It is. Cause it's just disregard to everyone else's mind.
I think it would be easier for Stassi to process it. It would be easier to handle, but it'd be easier to like move on from it. If it was like, okay, you guys actually like each other.
They liked each other. Cheating. They didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Kristen was trapped in this one relationship. Jax was kind of in a relationship. They finally got together. They've decided they really like each other.
Yeah.
But no, this was literally like, we're not even friends anymore.
It's kind of like how a crime passion makes more sense. Cause you can wrap your head around it. Like I get how you got there. Whereas like a crazy murder for no reason. It's just like, what is happening?
You're a nutcase.
Why are we just banging our friends for no reason?
No reason. So then, So remember when Stassi took Kristen's phone and pretended to be Kristen and texted Jax? Did Stassi think that Kristen might have already have done this?
I said this on that episode.
Yeah. Stassi said yes. And Kristen had. She texted Jax and told him that Stassi might go through her phone. So this was the last time that they were going to text about it. And Kristen actually tested it and texted Jax from her phone pretending to be Stassi. And Jax passed. And so Kristen knew that they were good. Like, fine.
I'm telling you, Kristen can keep a good secret.
This is Kristen, man.
She's buttoned up. This is how you get away with murder.
If Stassi didn't get naked in that pool, Jax would have never cracked. Kristen wanted to go away. She wanted this whole thing to go away and to never have existed. And Tom brings up a good point and is like, then why'd you do it twice if you wanted it to go away? I guess they're both just like good and bad, maybe. Why'd it happen twice? I'm still confused.
I think when I have a feeling that like Tom probably like kicked on his train of like maybe trying to get Kristen to break up with him. They had a fight. He told her to leave. And then she was probably like pissed and horny.
Which one was first? Was it Drive or the other one?
It was Drive. And then the second time was at Jax's apartment.
To me, that one's almost worse because Tom was in the other room. Jax was sleeping over at their apartment.
Yes, the first one's the worst one.
Yeah, that's just bad.
Because the fight one, I kind of get how you, like, you have a fight and you're like, fuck you, I'm going to sleep with your best friend.
It's a passion. It's a crime of passion.
And it's already happened once. It's like, well, I'm not going to go sleep with Shorts. I've already banged Jax. Like, I might as well go again. And I'm sure it was good, like, to be honest.
They both seem like they know what they're doing. Come on. Jax has fucked 300 girls.
I'm just saying. Jax probably Kristen knows what he's doing. Insane. There's no way Stassi's staying with him if he's bad.
Kristen straight up seems like that bitch that you could just do anything to and she'd be down.
Okay. We got to this.
So, Kristen can't justify why she slept with Jax twice.
I really like how she's like, I have no, like, she's, really, I think she handles these moments well.
Yeah, I mean,
I have no excuse,
Kristen.
I don't know why. I don't have any answers. Like, I did it, and I'm sorry.
She also owns up. She was like watching the show, and she watched her put Tom down a bunch, and says it was awful to watch. Which we all watched it. Poor Tom couldn't even build that IKEA furniture, and Christine emasculated him in 5 seconds.
Oh, I forgot about five that. Seconds. She did crush it though. She did crush putting it together.
Great. IKEA furniture is not that hard. Though.
It would be really hard to watch yourself back like this in like tough moments.
It would. Kristen said she felt like Tom's maid and mom, and Tom
disagrees.
Tom's like, it's just cold-blooded. Like, we did what we did. Let's call it. Stassi joins in and says it's both of them. Kristen couldn't even stand to be with Tom in the apartment because all she could think about was what she had done. And at this moment, the camera cuts to Jax, and he is slightly smiling. I don't know if he's feeling awkward or if he thinks it's, like, kind of funny, but that smile was just like, hey,
I think it was me. Like a fuck. I don't. Yeah. Like I couldn't live in that apartment.
Yeah, Kristen. Then
I think
crying.
I don't think he thought through a lot of the ripple effects that have happened, and I think he's like, oh shit, like we literally fucked on their couch, and now she has to live there.
Oh my god, happened. He totally didn't think about it. So Kristen's crying, and she's not proud of herself. She's disgusted. She's having trouble owning up to it herself, and she's sorry, and there's nothing she can say because there's no excuse. And I get that. At some point, you're just like, I'm sorry, and that's not good enough.
Sorry's not enough. Yeah.
Yeah. So
she's better at apologizing than Jax. That's my only – like, I really have a sweet spot for her in these moments because she's handling this a lot better than Jax is, but –
and you can tell she's genuinely hurt by what she did. She's hurt that she probably knows that Tom is way happier with Ariana because they're not fighting all the time. Yeah. So that's also killing her. And she doesn't have her best friends to lean on. And her only friend, Sheena.
She truly is sorry. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, they did it twice, but I think she holds the most regret over this. It was just like a crime of passion.
We didn't even know anything was wrong with Jax. We knew something was up with Kristen because she was crazy all season. But Jax was just like chilling, getting Stassi's name tattooed and shit.
Oh my god, when did the tattoo happen after this, didn't
it? Was that why he felt so bad he tattooed her name?
What I mean this is not how it worked, but what if the morning after he got tattooed? Which it's not, because like that was January and he got the tattoo on the season, but
that'd be awesome. Okay, so why did Jax save those messages? Because he had, even though Kristen was like, delete these messages, he had messages to show Tom. And Jax says he wasn't planning on exposing her, which I think, I don't know why.
Listen, Jax, I would have kept them all. I think I would have deleted them on my phone, but taken screenshots.
Yes, but like, I don't think Jax is that. We would have kept them just for receipts in case we needed them.
I keep a lot of texts on my, I have a Mac computer. I keep a lot of texts on my Mac computer and delete them from my phone.
That's smart.
And I used to, in college, screenshot all the shit. I like receipts.
I do like receipts. I don't know.
Then you can't, although you can't text somebody the picture of the text you just screenshot.
No. Oops. Been there, done that. Okay.
Way too many times. Like Tom's, I said, I love screenshotting texts.
Tom says that Jax was probably planning on using these as leverage because Jax would throw anyone under the bus for a dime, and he has no integrity.
I don't think
integrity.
He's that smart.
I literally think he might have like just forgotten to delete them, and then when this all came out, he's like, I should screenshot these.
He probably did not think through somebody actually looking through his phone.
Yeah.
Because think, let's see, these texts maybe probably were after Katie's Big Mouth in the
yes, the tequila, Peter's party. No, yes. Yeah.
Yes, and then after the garage sale moment, she probably was talking to Jackson, was like, yo, shit's hitting the fan.
Delete these text messages. Done. Yeah. Jax agrees that he has no loyalty. I guess Jax said some stuff about it afterwards. Did you catch on that?
No.
They're like, what you said after Jax was just wrong, but they didn't go into it, but he does.
Oh, I think that like the fact that he had no remorse.
Yeah, at like the beach, but there was something they were like, what you said after was wrong. And I was like, what? And then no one went into it. Cause then they went into like, you showed no remorse at the beach. Oh, and Ariana's like, it's kind of fucked up that this is your friend. She's like sticking up for her man. Maybe it was
the text he sent her after they slept together.
Maybe. Oh, who cares? But basically, Ariana's like, Jex, it's kind of fucked up that like this is your best friend and you show no remorse.
Yeah.
It's like hard to watch that scene at the beach, which was like the saddest scene in the world.
Oh my God. And did you use a condom once?
Oh, and then Kristen takes a moment to freak out on Ariana, how this has nothing to do with Ariana and she's sick of hearing Ariana's voice. This girl, she's got to stop. It's the passion. She's got to stop it. Kristen basically says Ariana doesn't know anyone here. They're not her friends and she shouldn't talk. And Ariana says when she's asked for her opinion, she's just going to give it to them. And again, Kristen's just like, I don't want to hear your voice, so shut up.
Listen, if she would have said this while the show was filming, it would be different. But now that she's after involved. The show, her and Tom are involved. She has been on this show with them. They've hung out. Think about the Stassi cheersing moment the morning after the public execution. The hit, we're on the friendship train. We're going to the station without you, Kristen.
Also, she's sticking up for her man and she's going to ask questions. She's going to answer, damn it.
Yeah. Off, Kristen.
I guess Lady Gaga tweeted about this.
Yes. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Why doesn't Lisa fire Kristen? And Kristen's like, that one hurt.
That one's rough. That hurt. How do you come back from Lady Gaga?
Come back. But Lisa says, you know, like, to fire Kristen. She's been here for so long. She's a part of the family. That's like kicking someone when they're down. And Andy's like, yeah, it's a great family you got here. It's rough. Okay, let's talk about the public execution of Kristen Doty. My favorite. Okay, poor Tom. I'm going to say this because we kind of talked about Tom a little bit in this, but this was just a bad surprise party for him.
Well, this is when he finally got to like actually say his feelings, because the episode we recorded about this, I don't think there were too many interviews with him about it. No. I think it would have given it away.
Yeah.
It was heartbreaking to hear him.
Surprise, your girlfriend fucked your best friend. And I agree. Oh. Stassi even should have just reached out. And I know Tom would have told Kristen.
I'm just saying she didn't, because it would have ruined it.
I know, but I just wish someone was like, hey, heads up, I think this happened. Even though it would have ruined it for
I know, for that's the what you of- should do as a good person, but Stassi's not operating out of being a good person in this. She's operating out of hatred.
Yes. But I think Tom's point is he was even more hurt by this because no one, not Stassi, who said she had his back, not Katie. Yeah,
I don't even think, I don't think he's truly that mad at Stassi, because they're not that close. It's Jax. It's like, you've basically been finally telling the truth and you can't even come to me and tell me the truth when you're the one who fucked my girlfriend.
Yeah, I think Tom's just like sad.
And then I'm just shocked by everyone.
Because it's almost like a fuck you too, Tom. Like, this is how you find out. Uh-huh. I felt really bad for him.
I think Stassi's part is like the cherry on top. But I think his true anger, because he knows like where he needs to direct it. Like, this was Jax's responsibility.
Yeah.
But then Stassi making this huge hoopla over it. And like. Yeah.
So he does get mad at Stassi, and Stassi gets mad at him and starts crying. Basically, Tom is like, you fucking put this together. It was so ridiculous. Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Stassi's like, you're attacking me. Of course I was going to attack Kristen. I was going to get the truth. So Stassi's crying. She says, like, she walks off stage, and Katie then starts yelling at Tom that he's out of line. And then Kristen starts sticking up for Tom and says that it's not Tom or Stassi's fault. It's her and Jax's fault. But then Tom tells Kristen to shut the fuck up, stop talking. And then Kristen gets mad. And then Katie says it sounds like Tom's trying to make it all about himself. And then Sheena admits everyone there knew, okay? Like, we were all bad people for knowing and not telling.
Yeah, any one of us, like, could have told you. We all knew.
We're sorry. We all went along
with this plan. Yeah.
Yes. You have a right. I think Tom has a right to be mad, but I think he should be mad at just everyone in general. You know, just
I think he's putting a lot of his anger in this fight with Stassi in the moment.
Yes.
But Kristen reminds him it's Kristen and Jax's fault at the end of the day. Everybody else after the fact had a little bit of fault going forward.
Yeah.
But
And remember at the pool party when Stassi was like, it's not you and Kristen against the world. It's like, we have your back. I think Tom really didn't feel like anyone had his back because of that. Like everyone just left him there to dry.
That's true.
So thinking about it, I get where Tom was kind of coming from where he's like, maybe it is me and Kristen and I have no friends.
Yeah.
I get it. I feel really bad for Tom. That's my stance. Okay. Did Kristen deserve the slap? Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, she did. Kristen says yes, though. Kristen says she deserves it.
She did. She did.
Stassi goes back and forth between regretting slapping Kristen because she knows slapping is not right and knowing that, like, Kristen destroyed everything, so she probably deserves to be slapped.
Which I think those are your feelings are always valid. Her actions, as she has said, is wrong, but her feelings are very valid.
It's what Lisa said in the last episode. I don't condone it, but I understand it. I get it. Afterwards, Kristen texted Stassi saying, I'm sorry for the last three
years.
One
text, by the way. One text.
I'm sorry for the last 3 years. And they're like, why the fuck did you text that? And Kristen's like, there's nothing else I could say or do to make it better. And Katie was like, you could have tried, though.
Yeah. And this is she was like, there's nothing that you can say to make it better, but that doesn't mean you don't try.
And then we found out Kristen wrote both Katie and Stassi 4-page letters to give to them. And Stassi's like, then why didn't you give it to us? And Kristen's like, I didn't know you wanted them, so I'll give them to you. And they're like, we shouldn't have to ask for them.
I don't like how – I think Kristen handles today well. But I think it's very hard to apologize to people when you've done something wrong. Usually you have to take some time to reflect. So I try not to get upset with people with how quickly or how much time they need to take to apologize, because it needs to be genuine. But you can't just do nothing.
Yeah, you have to. And you can't just say sorry for the last 3 years. That text should have been like, I'm so sorry for everything. Like,
I know this will never be enough, but I need to tell you, like, I need to,
Yep. Like, you know, just like that letter
was a great idea, but how do you not give it to them?
Should I have given it? That's a moment when you're like, I should just give it, because you have nothing to lose at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Just give it to her. Okay, yep. So they agree they'll never be friends again because this is too much. How frustrating was it for Tom? Okay, how frustrating was it for Stassi that Tom, like, didn't leave Kristen after all this?
Yeah, that he was like in such denial.
And Stassi says she like didn't understand it. She kept hearing that Tom kept saying she was making this up. But in a way, I kind of see where Tom was coming from, where he like wants to believe his girlfriend. You know, I get it.
Well, he also, so he said he didn't believe Stassi because I'm guessing this was after Mexico. Katie and Stassi cut Kristen off before the truth actually came off. Before Tom maybe knew the truth. Who knows? But Katie and Stassi had already stopped talking to Kristen by the time Tom found out. So he thought Stassi made it up to make cutting ties a lot easier. Maybe Jax told the fake truth, like told his version
to get attention. To get attention. Because Jax is like, what do I get? And they're like, attention.
I think there was a lot to process for Tom.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think like you said, Kristen was already cut off. Even if the rumor was already out, I guess. But then because Stassi's pissed at Kristen, she's like, well, this has got to be true.
Yeah, that's true. Like, they already had heard the rumor. It had already been, it wasn't a new rumor by any means. And Tom had gone through this. Like, he said this at the beginning of, I think, at part one of the reunion, that Kristen immediately jumped to the conclusion that the Ariana-Tom rumor was true. And Tom believed her, like they were together, like he's gonna believe her, like, until proven otherwise, I believe you.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Jax is basically like, I didn't know what I'd get out of this, haha. And Kristen's like, well, why'd you tell Stassi in the first place? Like, this happened a long time ago and you didn't say anything until
it actually
right now.
Did before, like, what we said, 8 months.
Mm-hmm. And now Jax is like, well, I'm not getting attention from Stassi, I should probably tell her this rumor.
I don't know.
But Tom Sandoval says lives get destroyed because Jax likes attention. Oh, I just feel bad for him. I'm so glad Ariana's here.
My heart breaks.
Okay, how does Tom feel coming away from finding out his best friend and girlfriend hooked up? And this is the part that got me, because Tom's talking about how he prides himself on giving people the benefit of the doubt, and he doesn't want that to change, but it's hard to trust anybody after this. He's going to keep being somebody who believes people are good. He always tries to look for the good in people, even Jax. And then Lisa's like, "You're such a good guy."
And he really is. Him and Sheena are the best people.
The best two people in the world. Why did Kristen finally admit this? She said it ate away at her soul, and she couldn't bear see Tom sad every day.
I think it was just – it got too out of control.
Yeah, she couldn't handle it. It was just come clean or keep denying. And then
Jax has already admitted the truth. Like, yeah. I would just believe Jax anyways.
So then we talk about how Kristen and Stassi can never be friends again. Is Kristen a pathological liar?
No, she's just a shitty person.
She's just a complete asshole.
I think she's a complete asshole, but I don't think she's a pathological liar. I think Jax is.
Mm-hmm.
Because she, like, can show emotion. She said, like, it ate away. I think it did eat away at her. I think she was just, like,
so too.
I don't think she, like, she felt guilty, but I don't think the guilt was eating away at her. I think she was like, fuck, this is, like, coming out, like, it's now or never.
I genuinely think it just got too out of control and she didn't know what to do. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about all the female nudity we saw. Stassi's
some lighthearted segments here.
He's always naked. I love Tom going, he saw Stassi's bare ass so much, he feels like they dated.
I love it.
I love it. But she has she has a great body. Andy says that. But Stassi's actually wearing Spanx under that ugly ass dress.
So
I don't know why, because it's literally a cloth. No one would see anything. No one would see anything.
I think I love how Stassi says, like, she's so in the moment when she shoots. So, like, she's just doing it. Naked. And she regrets it later. But that's what you want out of a reality TV star, is them just to actually live their life. Like, I feel like Stassi is very open.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about this photo shoot. The naked photo of Peter, the most beautiful picture I've ever seen. I want it framed. Stassi's the one that set it up. This is her YOLO mentality that she hates looking back on. Ariana says they didn't know Peter was going to be the only dude. They thought it was going to be like none of them or all of them. But like, Peter was the only one down to do this.
Oh my God.
Peter loves that picture. I bet he has it framed in his apartment.
I think it would be very hard to shoot this shot as Stassi and Peter having dated prior. Like, I'm imagining myself right now standing next to my ex-boyfriend like that.
I think it, like, just makes it easier. God. I think but
there's no bad blood.
At this point, there's no, like, sexual tension. They've already gone through it. Peter doesn't like Stassi. Stassi doesn't like Peter. I mean, like, they're friends. They're good friends.
But they don't have a
Peter is nothing but connection. A good friend to Stassi. Yeah.
I don't know.
So this I think
I'm imagining myself doing this with, like, an ex. I'm also not this open. Like, I would not take this photo even with a bunch of girlfriends.
I wouldn't take this photo. That's more of like, I just don't want to see myself in a picture naked.
No.
But I don't think it'd be that awkward. If it was genuinely just like a funny friend and we were like,
I guess.
As long as Peter, like, keeps it under control, there's no problem.
Stop it right now. I'm literally picturing so many things in my mind right now. Like, Lisa walking up on
if
that.
If that doesn't happen, it's not a problem.
But he's probably thinking, my grandma.
I think it's weirder to have Katie up against his ass. I'd take the front over the back.
Because you can just pretend it's somebody else.
I'd want it to be Peter's.
Oh, God. Anyways.
Don't see the problem. Whatever. So, last season, Jax cheated on Stassi, but she had a few moments of weakness. We know. She hooked up with him. You know, it's fine. We understand it. We get it. Stassi says it was hard because she was with Jax for such a long time and they were like a group of friends and this was almost like a family. Lisa genuinely thought Jax and Stassi would get together because Jax was like trying really hard to get Stassi back. Tom says that Jax would be so close to winning Stassi back and then go bang some random chick. And Jax is like, that's how I was dealing with the breakup.
This is difficult because I did kind of think, I did think that they had a shot.
I did too until I found out about Frank, that he was still around. And then I was like, yes.
I think before like Arrowhead, I think even like the tattoo moment, I think sometimes when people like the breakdown in the car, I kind of gave me some hope because I feel like they were like actually having good, like a good
open relationship.
Yeah.
Well, Andy asked Jax if Jax has had sex with, or if Jax had sex with women while trying to win Stassi back. And Jax says no. But then Stassi is like, yes, you did, Patrick. And then stops herself, about to call Jax Patrick, her new boyfriend. To which Andy goes, do you almost call him Patrick? That's very Freudian. And I was like,
Because she's probably so used to yelling at Patrick.
At Patrick.
I wonder if she ever called Patrick Jax.
Oh, that'd be awkward. Ooh, I hate it.
Yikes.
Does Stassi think people can change? Yes, but not Jax.
I agree.
Basically. Okay, let's talk about that awful beach moment that we all cringed at. Why did Tom want to know about the details of Kristen and Jax?
I would want to.
I'm with Tom on this one. He says he didn't believe it was true and he needed to know the details so he could piece it together. Oh my God, Stassi knew all the details. She knew about Drive and that he went down and then she returned the favor and then they fucked and Tom was in the other room. We knew that.
It's very hard to listen to them if that's your significant other, but you would need to know because it kind of helps actually draw the line in the sand and be like, I'm done with her.
Let's talk about why there was no kissing. Because Jax and Kristen agree that kissing is way more intimate.
Everybody else does too. I agree.
To an extent, if your penis is already in her vag. Okay.
I think if they just had oral sex.
It's fine. You're like, there's no like kissing. There's like steps.
Yeah. And then the sex thing is kind of weird without any kissing. None?
I don't think it's like weird, but I just think like if you're already at that point, kissing like you might as well just like put your tongue somewhere.
Staring at each other? Like, let's write this
up. There was no eye contact. If there's no kissing, ew, eye contact's the most intimate thing.
Right? I would rather close my eyes and same. Pretend we didn't exist. Yeah.
Stassi says it's worse that they didn't kiss because, again, it was just like a quick fuck then. It wasn't even like we liked each other.
I think it means less then that they didn't, which hurts, which is crazier for Stassi.
Kristen, it's harder for her to
move on. Yeah.
Yeah. Kristen literally doesn't get this. And I'm like, this bitch just has sex with whoever. I bet she didn't even kiss Tom. She was cringing all the time. There's no way they were kissing. Yeah,
what if that's just like Kristen?
She just doesn't like to kiss.
Yeah.
She did in season one. She loved to kiss. She was always kissing Tom.
Yes. I don't know. This is so weird to think about now.
So why? I'm telling you, if they could just like maybe like close their eyes the whole time, I don't think kissing is necessary.
I have so many visuals and I don't want these in my mind.
It's the eye contact that freaks me out. So why did Kristen sleep with Jax? And Kristen's like, I literally don't know. I can't even justify it, which great. We love it. Who initiated it? Kristen says Jax initiated it. Jax doesn't remember, so he says both?
I think Jax thinks that she was coming on to him a little bit. He's saying – he probably, doesn't know. But
I'm straight up trying to picture this first one, right? I pictured on, like, a long couch, like a three-seater.
Yes, didn't they say that their feet were touching?
Their feet were touching. That, to me, doesn't mean – come suck my dick.
But I think to Jax, it does. Any type of attention, Jax is probably like.
He went for. My ass would have been like, what are you doing? Get away from me.
No. I think they touched feet and then maybe like, this sounds dumb, but like Jax or Kristen started rubbing their foot on the other person's like leg. Like it probably like.
It went up the body.
Yeah. Like it like eased into it. But
and then he went first.
Did he?
Yeah, he went down on her first. That at that point, you fucked up, man. Like, I just don't even know. I've watched so many movies with guys and it's never ended in that.
Well, Jack's probably really wanted to get laid. So he's probably like making the first move.
And then the fact that she reciprocated and then they banged, this had to go on forever.
I literally.
This was at least 15 minutes of drive. But then.
Like. It wasn't a quick bang. Like, what if she, like, Sandoval would have walked out?
It literally wasn't a quick bang.
I have so many thoughts and so many opinions and so many questions.
I'm going to say it. I think going down on each other is more intimate than kissing.
Really? I don't. Oh,
I do.
Oh, wait. No, I don't.
Oh.
See, I think that they were just both so horny.
Okay, so then the second time, what? She walks into his apartment, and do you think they just
drops her clothes?
If they didn't kiss,
kind of. It makes sense.
If they didn't kiss, I can just picture her walking in, dropping her bag, being like, Tom and I got in a fight.
Yeah, let's do this.
And he was like, okay.
100%, I think that's actually how it happened. The first one, I don't mind that.
It freaks me out. Okay, so does Jax have anything to say? Lisa says this is the time to show remorse. If you have to tell someone to show remorse,
listen,
they're not remorseful.
She's like coaching him through this. Yeah, it's
this,
so annoying.
You say you're sorry. This is it. Jack says he could say he's sorry, but that doesn't mean anything. Oh, it doesn't mean anything if you don't mean it. Jesus,
like,
Christ.
That's not how you say it. You say like, sorry isn't enough.
Yeah. Tom feels bad for Jax because this is so fucked. Because Jax wasn't even thinking about Tom when he fucked Kristen twice.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I'm an asshole. I don't think I would think not that I would ever do this, but if I did it, you can't think about that person.
No, but even Kristen literally walked in and went, Tom and I got in a fight, I'm sleeping here, let's have sex. And he
dude,
was
if
like,
she dropped her
Tom
clothes
who? Tom
he's
who?
He's so horny, he cannot.
Okay, so what about the beach and behind Sir? Did Jax still feel nothing? Okay, so the beach, I feel like Jax was like, he at least gave Tom the respect to like sit down with him and answer questions. But behind Sir was the worst because Tom was literally like, I can't believe you did this. And Jax is like, I sleep fine.
Yeah.
I don't even think
at the beach, Jax like said the words he didn't mean. Like he wasn't putting the like emotion behind it, but at least he was like, he gave him enough respect to like say it.
So Jax didn't watch the episode, and he doesn't remember being a dick behind Sir. And Tom's like, you were literally such a dick. And Jax is like, no, we had a great conversation. The same one on the beach. And Tom's like, no. I don't know.
Tapes. We got him on camera, so you can watch
like,
it.
I literally wrote, what show is Jax watching? And then I go, oh, Jax didn't watch. Literally just like, oh, never mind.
Nothing.
Does Jax feel anything now? Because look at how many lives are ruined because of this. And Jax is like, is it just me? I'm not the only one that ruined lives. And everyone's like, no, but Kristen's like sobbing her face off. So
yeah,
she's showing
like
some sort of remorse.
She's saying and doing what we need her.
And then Jax is like, I'm actually like not that emotional. And Stassi's like, oh my God, please.
Even Lisa's yes, you like, you're so emotional.
And Jax can't even look at Tom. And I think this is where the first time that he's like, I kind of fucked up. Because he won't look at Tom because it's such like a hurtful thing. And Jax says.
I think Jax puts this hard exterior on. Like he pushes away the thoughts and emotions about this. Yeah. So he can be like, I sleep fine at night. And I'm sure he probably does because he doesn't explore his emotions.
Tom basically says, like, Jax making excuses is just wasting his breath because he's not going to apologize. So, like, who cares? No. And I guess Jax treats Kristen like a piece of shit now. And Kristen's like, you're just as big a piece of shit as I am, which I agree. Both of them can fucking rot together.
Well,
awful.
I feel like Jax ever put Kristen on a pedestal. Like, come on.
No. So let's talk about this punch. So Tom never,
you
like,
feel
planned.
This?
Tom never planned this. And I was like, he did after he talked, like he got there and maybe didn't plan to punch, but he rehearsed it before he got there.
He was thinking it in his head as he was standing there.
He's an actor. He's like, what would I do if I was in a soap opera? This is it. Feel this. Feel this.
You, Alicia, Alicia doing it every time is so funny. This? Do you feel this?
This?
Forehead or jaw?
I do different punches.
It's based on how she's feeling this.
So Tom says after talking to Jackson and Schwartz, something just clicked in him. Because Jax never has to take responsibility for everything. So Tom wanted to make Jax hurt. If he can't hurt emotionally, we're going to hurt him physically, which I get. Feel this. And what if Jax was like, I felt nothing. I still feel.
This is so sad.
So Tom then is like, Jax, you must have seen the light, your life flash before your eyes. Because honestly, when you were on the ground, I could have like beat the fuck out of you.
He was like standing over him.
Yeah, and I think that was just Tom. And he says, he's like, I couldn't because you were still my friend. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so sad.
Dude, when they played it back, you could see him punching him in the forehead. Yeah. He was like, I punched him in the forehead.
And Jax fell, and Tom was right there because Tom jumped over.
And there's like a pause before anybody gets to Tom.
Yeah, Tom could have like murdered his ass. Mm-hmm. But he didn't because Tom's a good person. And Tom would have never hit Jax if Jax had just apologized.
Which I agree.
I agree. Yeah. Why doesn't Jax feel bad? He says he has a heart if he digs really deep and he's sorry and hopes that one day Tom can forgive him. I hate it.
At least we got some words though. I mean, that's better than the literally nothing we've gotten.
Tom says it comes down to Jax not caring about anyone but himself, and Stassi agrees. And Jax is like, I have to go to therapy now and find out what's wrong with me.
I need to figure it out.
Can someone just tell me? I love how he goes, I'm trying to go to therapy. I'm trying to be a better person. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with me. I'm like, stop trying and just fucking sign up for therapy.
Jesus. When I was abroad, we went through this whole program and the people were always like, you need to stop saying trying. Because if you try to stand up right now, what are you doing? And people are like, still sitting. And they're like, so trying, you don't do anything. If you're trying, you're either doing or you're not doing. So either do therapy or don't do it.
You can try to be a bigger person or a better person because it's like,
but there's no trying. You're either doing or you're not.
There's no trying to go to therapy. Just fucking go to therapy.
Yep.
There's no trying to apologize. Just apologize. I hate it. That's like saying but after an apology. I'm sorry, but. It's like, I'm trying,
but I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. So what's next? Lisa's happy. They're all working together. There's
almost all of them.
Yeah, almost all. Because Stassi has to go, I don't work at Sir anymore. And Andy's like, oh yeah, right. Got it. Sorry. there's a little respect between them and we hope that time can heal wounds. And then Shay and Schwartz and Christina and Peter come out and give us some drinks with Ken and Jiggy.
This is the best part. I love how we get everyone.
How come Peter's not in this reunion? He would roast Jax a lot. Well, I want to talk about
what are we gonna talk about? Him in a pirate suit?
Jax's birthday, when Peter seemed to be the only one disgusted by finding out
Jax slept with Kristen. Christina Kelly would deserve to be on this season reunion more than Peter because she was involved in these Jax-Kristen conversations.
Whatever, Peter rocks.
I get that. He makes great drinks, and that's why he brings them out. I'm not putting him down at all. I'm just saying he gets a cameo at the end.
We love Peter. And Jiggy and Ken and Christina and Schwartz. Even though Schwartz is kind of a mess.
And Shay, do not.
And Shay. We love Shay. Okay, this was so much fun. What's next, Meredith?
What are we doing next?
We have a lot planned. So
a mini series.
We're gonna do it. We're just gonna, you know what? Vanderpump is so fun, but it's very taxing because it's
these
just
people
a lot
are
of
fucking mess. People are I need insane. To go to therapy. To decompress. Over
yeah,
these
I'm
people.
Gonna try to go to therapy for this.
Basically, I'm just gonna drink on my couch over the next few weeks.
So here's the thing: there's the show on that we used to air on Bravo for a season. It's 8 episodes.
It came out in 2009.
Oh my God! It's called NYC
Prep? NYC Prep. I told Alicia about it on a pre-show.
It's like a real life Gossip Girl, and Meredith and I love Gossip Girl. And I was talking to Meredith about Gossip Girl, and now I'm rewatching Gossip Girl because whatever. I'm on the episode that Laura Lee is in. You guys all appreciate it. But we're just really quick going to do this because I think it would be really fast, like half-hour funny episodes. We're going to do 4 one day and 4 the next because we're just going to pump them out. They're going to be on our Patreon first. So if you want to listen to them, you can watch the show on BravoTV.com or whatever it is, the Bravo site.
not Bravo thing.
Whatever, that Bravo thing.
I'm sure you can get it on the app. I just Googled it on my computer and they're on there, so I'm sure they're on the app.
They're going to be on our Patreon first until we like figure out a way to release them, which like,
I think they're going to release probably in February. And I think, did we decide we're going to drop them all at once?
Yeah, we'll probably just drop all eight for you guys.
We'll do like a break after this. I think we usually do a 2-week break after all content. So we'll take a 2-week hiatus from here. And then on that third week, we'll drop NYC Prep, the whole series. Yes. So
we're going to, we're going to try to do, or we're not going to try. We're actually going to do it.
Now try is in our vocabulary. Okay.
We're going to do Secrets Revealed, but that's solely for the Patreon.
And all of our thoughts about the season.
Yeah. And we're just going to do a total recap. Yeah, we're going to do NYC Prep. That's going to be on the Patreon. We're debating Summer House, but that's like another big commitment for us. But there is going to be a new season. Second
podcast. I think, yes.
I think we have to
start. Go comment in the Facebook group. We want it in the Facebook group.
I'll post it too, just to see what you guys think.
Do a poll.
But like,
what next Bravo show should we do? Not Real Housewives.
No,
that's off the table.
We're really cutting it off at Real Housewives.
That's a big commitment.
That's too much. But yeah, I think Summer House would be fun because it overlaps. Well, I think if everything times perfectly, we should start Summer House when the Vanderpump, you know, people kind of introduce it.
Oh,
like there's a slight overlap.
We'll find a way to segue.
Yeah.
And we may have some behind the scenes interviews. TBD still.
Oh my God. Yeah. So Meredith
conversations.
Meredith knows Bravo people. So she's gonna see.
I'm gonna see if I can get the hookup.
For the next couple of weeks, obviously you guys are listening to this, so like stuff is probably maybe out, but we can't promise NYC Prep yet. We're gonna record those, put them on the Patreon, and then figure out what to do with them. So if you want to listen to those, please join our Patreon. You'll get them for $1 a month. And then, we'll go in.
We'll either go into a new show or we're going into Vanderpump Rules by the time you're listening to this.
We will finish Vanderpump Rules. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, what order we record stuff. Because
Summer House has filmed. There is a new season coming out.
I think they're on six.
Summer House?
I don't know. We'll talk about this later, but
whatever. There was a new season, so that's why we're thinking, because we don't know anything about Vanderpump's future yet.
Yeah, fingers crossed that by the time this is released, like film date has been said.
Yes. All right. This was fun.
Wow. End of season two. This is crazy.
Oh my God. What do we think, Meredith? This has always been my favorite season, but I know what's coming in season three, and I think this might be my second favorite.
I don't even know what to say because everything I want to say is spoiler. So like,
this was better than season one.
Buckle up is all I'm going to say.
This was better than season one. We can all agree. Oh, absolutely. Season one does not.
Because we didn't have to like learn about people. We knew everyone. Wow. Two cheating scandals. Like Bravo. This is one of the best like natural seasons I've ever seen come out of Bravo.
Bravo was so happy when this Kristen and Jax rumor was real. They were like, oh my God, you guys, we didn't even have to fucking do anything.
So like, why weren't we recording in January?
Yeah, we're excited. Vanderpump's crazy. I love it. Oh, okay.
Thanks for going on this ride with us.
Thanks, guys.